This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of downside follow through here this morning. Soybeans leading the way after news yesterday that China had made a deal with India for some fourth quarter soybean oil. 150,000 tons of Chinese soybean oil to India is a very rare sale. That definitely lent strength to the argument that there's maybe a little bit of a glut of supply and China looking for alternatives for products coming out of their processing plants over there. Put some pressure on the market in addition to the fact that we are now flipping the calendar to August and things look pretty good in the deferred forecast. We all know that beans are made in August and right now the weather continues to look like it's going to be cooperative, so that added some pressure as well. Corn struggling but still holding the contract low into December. That's going to be key here. If we can hold 407 short term, that might keep us away from some lower technical targets that might take us all the way down into the 380s. However, the crop still anticipated to be record large, well above trend line by most analyst estimates. Whether or not that happens or to what degree that happens remains to be seen, but that's keeping pressure on the corn as well. The big question moving forward is going to be how much is already priced in. It's a wait and see game at this point.
With what you mentioned about the weather, does it look like we're going to dry off at all, or are we going to continue in this pattern of consistent rainfall in the state of Iowa? It feels like it's been just about every few days.
Oh, it's remarkable. I actually just went through, and as we're here at the end of July, went through and totaled up what we've received here at our office in Royal Iowa in Clay County in northwest Iowa over the month of June and July, 13.72 inches here at the office over that two-month time frame.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
September corn down 1.25 at 390.5. August soybeans down 1.5 at 966.25. August soybean meal down 80 cents at 259.90. August soybean oil down 60 cents at 55.90. On the Merc, August live cattle down 28 cents at 232.80. August feeder cattle up 85 cents at 339.80. August lean hogs unchanged at 107.03. Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at 17.09. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.